Memorial of Saints Timothy and Titus, Bishops. If we persistently reject Jesus as the Son of God and refuse to profess him as Lord and Savior, how can we be freed, saved, or forgiven? We cannot. We are reminded of this truth in light of today's Gospel of Mark. Amen, I say to you, all sins and all blasphemies that people utter will be forgiven them. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an everlasting sin. For they had said, he has an unclean spirit. Mark 3:28-30. We can find a similar truth in the Gospel of John. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. John 3:16-18. Ultimately, we are called to believe that Jesus is God, and it is by such faith that we come to experience freedom, healing, and everlasting life. In Catholic in Recovery, we profess Jesus as Lord and Savior and receive his love and forgiveness through the sacramental life of his Catholic Church and the Holy Spirit, his gift to us. God's love always comes first and presupposes our faith, though we are called to respond to his love with faith and love. While our salvation is ongoing through the process of justification and sanctification by the Holy Spirit through participating in the sacramental life and working the 12 steps, we can confidently be assured of Jesus' promise to forgive us for our sins when we turn to him and repent. In repenting and making new and healthy choices in our recovery, we demonstrate evidence of God's power and grace working in our lives. Reflection questions. How have you responded to the love of Jesus Christ in your life? How has Christ, through his sacraments, transformed your life? Which step helps you reach for the hand of Jesus and ask for help? How can you be more open to receiving his grace and mercy? Reflection by Karen D.